fan base. We were middle of the three things, the Peiris, the Alim. We spoke about the Alim last time a lot, about the Skalia and then Alia, the Eshkol and then the leaves. Vinyan Megemara, but Metzia says, there's something called the leaves of Gan Eden. The famous pasuk by Yonah, there was these leaves that they came and covered him from the sun, and then when it disappeared, he couldn't handle it. What you see in all these places is that the leaves are they have a very important tafkid of being megin. So even though the leaves themselves you don't eat, you don't directly consume, but they're instrumental in you being able to exist. They're always a getter v'chetimtza instead of the guf hadavah, but an absolutely necessary getimtza. So that's what he's being arrived from the leaves gekoyin the yoina v'chein pasuk v'ho'ikeshasal pal gemayim shukneged ha'Torah. The same three things you have repeated over there in eshasal pal gemayim. You have the which again is hechetimtza, and v'nisharak. Now, I want to add an akuda here that he says there's a there's a Ramban in on the pasuk Hashem Be'erz Avram Bakoil, where the Ramban speaks a great arichus about the musig of Bakoil. He brings the Chazal. Machlokes, whether he had a bas or he didn't have a bas, and he talks about it by Richus, and he says that the Musig of Bakoil is a different, it's a sphera. One of the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a koil, and everything comes from koil, and he says a lot, but leaves the Etzem Inyan kind of unexplained. Lemaisa, the Pasuk that the Kadmonim gave us, that is Meramis, all the inyanim of Han Havis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Pasuk of Hashem HaGdula VaGvura VaTiferes VaHeitzav HaHoid KiChoil BaShemayim VaAretz. So each one of these is connected to another sphera. Koil is a sphera that is connected, what we call Yisoid. The midah is a midah that includes the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga together. And just like the mashal, a person's own guf has no aver that includes all the nyani ha'adam. The heart is the heart, the liver is the liver, and the stomach is the stomach. But in the zera ha'adam, there has to be the entire mitzius and mohus of Adam. In a tip of zera, you have to have everything. Obviously, in a very, very coded way, in a very ze'eranpin, but it has to be like that because you can't give over and make another one if he doesn't have everything you have. So all the hanhagos HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down to a midah that includes them all, and that midah is absolutely instrumental in passing it down to us. And kichoil b'shemayim uva'aretz, then lecha Hashem ha'mamlocha v'asaseh chol ha'roish is the midah malchus. So the midah that's called being mashpia, the klolius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas down, that's that in itself is a midah. It's an extraordinary midah because it's the midah of echad in a certain sense. We say Hashem is echad, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't consist of subparticles. There's a klali of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midah of kichol b'shayim v'aretz is that midah. And when he says over here v'chol in the pasuk, it says v'chol asher yaseh yatzliach, means that it when you give the bracha shiu kol tzav k'moisai, that bracha is a bracha that is meant he should be able to pass the entirety of itself over. B'derech klal, when a person has a child has parts of the person. And, you know, every child is different, and everybody has a different inyana from his parents. The ability to bring everything down is vital to continue. So when he saw an eight, that was a shlemus, so b'meila, he was mevarech. He looked at every nekuda, and he said, "This has a shleimus to it." Yiratzen that all the different elements should be together. And v'chol asher yatzliach is keneged shiur tzkol tzav kimoisei. That's the meat of koil that he talks about. V'chol asher yatzliach is kol tzav kimoisei, and it's a maila. It's a certain mila in this aspect, this midah of it. Bezer shomer Knesset Yisrael. So now he's going back on the Moshe Knesset Yisrael. Sheyesh shtei milas leishe b'tziloi. I have two milas. Sheyesh the mila lachseis b'tzil knofav mitachas hashemayim shel mala. When shekosov ki kol alhei hamim alilim. She'elam mashpia kimashem ekablim, mashenka ni yesh ishtei milas. So the Klal Yisrael's hanhagis has in itself two inyanim that they have over. There's two inyanim which is what they are over Musaila. There's the betzilich humanity. That's the direct hashpah, whatever we got from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the ability to make payrus, the ability to give more, that's something Umis don't have, and that's only Shaykh Tas. It's because, and the truth is like this. Let's understand a little bit in this Indian that the Gwain says these two things, how they work. Let's say you come, let's say a shliach comes and he tells me that Reuven said this and this. So if it's a shliach neman, I can basically take for granted that the information he's given me is correct information, and that's how Eidus works. I'm done, I'll be that, and that's what I do. But I can't really give over more than that. I can't really be medayik more in yanim. I'm limited to whatever he told me. So even though the person might have put in different nuances, body language, other things that he said, more things that he said, I don't have them in front of me. So I have to keep it, this I've got to say this, I need to keep as tight as possible. And I'll say that so-and-so was made, so-and-so said this and this. Because once I'm getting it from a shliach, I can only take things at the face value. I never experienced the original myself. So that's why anytime somebody is yoinik from a shliach, he has what he has, the sulaimini. So umasarlu my yoinik from malachim. These malachim are there with the tzibui Hashem, avada. But they themselves are limiting priyas. So if someone comes and tells me over from somebody, a shir that somebody said, or an hug or whatever, all I know is that the only thing that's coming to me is limited to the box, to the size of the box that the person has. I can't have more than that. So if he's a small person, I'll get a small nekuda over here, and that's it. I'm not going to get the bigger piece of it. So umas ha'olam, they get from Malachim, from Azalus. So that means their hashpah is very, very limited. They don't get direct on Shabbat, so they get a particular angle from the hashpah. We get direct on Shabbat, which means that whatever we can give over, that's part of the mitzias. We can, whatever we're zeichet to see, we can see in the Ibn Shem Zanhaga, which is, you know, depending on the person's size, but it's not limited by the experience. So I guess this is another pirush. So until now he said the two milas are, I'm assuming it's another explanation of what these two milas are. Basic pshat in the pasuk is we have two milas. We have Bitzel and the Paris, the Goyim have only Bitzel, not the Paris. Now we have something else, another mila over the Musaylam. Bitzel chimadri shafti. If a person gets something he really didn't want, you know, something fell into his lap. The marshal, he has a computer and he won a computer after. It's nice, but I wasn't yearning for it. A person who craves for something and doesn't get it, it's also not good. So let's speak a little bit about this point over here. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda Toiv Rechava. And the question is, what does Eretz Chemda mean? It's when we say the word in English, desirable, so that all that implies is that it's a valuable piece of land. If I ask somebody, what do you say about this house? And I say, oh, this is a very desirable house. And basically, in that context, it means good price, good value, that's all it means. But when I say that I am, but in Lashon Kodesh, chemda means it has in itself the quality of being nechma, of being chamud, of being desired. So let's explain a little bit about this point over here. The Gemara says, I forgot who was observed, maybe the Gemara Megillah says that he ate a full meal and he couldn't eat more. And then they made from 60 lapidas, I think it's called like some sort of sweet thing, and he ate it all. The Gemara gives two explanations. One is kafya anya v'loyada, and ani is hungry, doesn't even know about it. It's like a suppressed hunger, and when you let it go, so even though you had a great meal, but you have a big backup of desire food. And then the Gemara says rafcha l'psumi ikra. There's room for something sweet. It means there's a taiva that creates a kli kibul for something that is desirable. So the chemda really is that which creates a kli kibul in the person. Desire means that I now have a hole over here. I now have something that needs to be filled. So in terms of what it means to me, ain't a daima. If a person gets another shmansa, it doesn't need, doesn't care for, even if it's very valuable and the person will add his way, get it, it's very nice. I have no time in it, just a shmansa. So it will not be mischaber to me. When, however, I want something, I have a taiva for something, a ratzon for something, a chemda for something, a chinut for something, then the maisa of getting it fulfills something in my neshama. And that's why it becomes so meaningful to me. It becomes something which is very, very deeply, it shall suit me because I want it. I was a chas without it. It's the same way, like Lamashal, like Kadosh Baruch Hu made Ish Ve'isha, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say the pshat is, Adam, I know that you have it really good in Gan Eden. I'm going to set you up with, I'll bring another friend to help you share it with. So that would be very, very nice. But at the end of the day, the person wouldn't be nischaver to her. I mean, she's another thing. The Gan Eden is nice. This is not another piece of it. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam a chaser, so now woman becomes a target of eschimut because there's a chaser without it. So now the v'hoyel lebasa echad is only possible because Adam was a chaser without her, and now it becomes a male or shalim with her. If the matzah would be that the person, it's okay, he's fine, he's what he is, and everything's good, and this is a tosefes. Tosefes is not the schab of the person. Anything I perceive as being extra, it's not me. It's not the schab to me. So he says, and therefore we hear the two minus clients has a Kaddish Baruch Hu is that. Let's extend it a little bit. Let's talk about it in terms of the mitzvahs and so on. The Maharal speaks in the Pharisees about why is it that the goyim have only Zayin mitzvahs, we have Tayin mitzvahs. Is it right? Is it not right? I mean, is being a good person doing Tayin mitzvahs or doing Zayin mitzvahs? So is the pshat, etzem, you're a decent human being if you do Zayin mitzvahs, but you have a lot of cherries on top if you do Tayag? Or is the pshat Tayag's minimum and goyim are sort of getting by on some sort of, we'll call it minimal fare? And the answer is neither. The answer is Klal Yisrael is a metzias that needs all of these tayyar for shleimus. Klal Yisrael has in itself the chaser for all these inyanim, and if it doesn't get all of these inyanim, it's not shalei. That is the mahus of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Torah is given to us dafke in a way that is memali the person. The person is a chasa without it, and then he's memali with it. And that's what Klal Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nice, it's fine, it's good, but there's not, it doesn't become a milui to the metzias. We're missing it. And our metzias betzim is a cheshver metzias. And when we don't have it, we're missing it, and therefore we shall sue to.
Rabbi, so how does that fit with the Pashup Shalom? I think it's in the Mishnah that says, Mitzvahs. Right? So it sounds like that the Klal Yisrael needed maybe 50 mitzvahs or 100 mitzvahs, but Yisrael, so he was here, but he was maisif, more and more mitzvahs in order to be Zeicha. Based on what Rabbi's explaining now, it sounds like there's an inherent chesaron in Klal Yisrael, and the mitzvahs fulfill that chesaron. So how do we understand here b'lahem Torah mitzvahs? He was maisif, he was, I don't know if maisif or marbe, if they have different connotations.
In other words, you're asking that it's not ribui in that sense of the word. It's the pshat is this is what they need.
Right.
I don't remember. He touches on that Chazal on the Mishnah. I don't remember what the Maharal says, but it's a good point. The way it sounds, the way the flow of the pasuk is, it sounds like it's just kind of extra. Okay. Next pasuk. Hevi ani al beis hayayin v'digloi alai ahavro. So, hevi ani al beis hayayin v'digloi pirush alav. Pirush be'eish sheyored Hashem ha-sinai. Hevi ani al beis hayayin. Zeh har-sinai sheshom kibatera she b'shivim ponim k'minyin yayin. And that's why it's called yayin. Like the gematria of yayin. There are many remazim in why Yayin is the keneged this. He says it that it's keneged the gematria, which it is. Gematria is ayin ponim. There's another nekuda also gets more pshat, more pashut, that in all items flavors are set. Such and such a flavor is in such and such a thing, and that's that. In Yayin, you have a lot of complex flavors inside wine. A person who's tayim wine is tayim a lot of time in it. And as he keeps holding his mouth, the tam, that's one of the reasons why people are so enamored with wine, is that, you know, its taste is very, very complex. And Bimela, and it's the same wine. And that's what's fascinating is, you know, you'll take a sip of wine. It's one sip of wine. This is this wine. And that wine has in itself, first hit by such a flavor, and such a flavor, and such a flavor. And it's all in the wine. Most other foods, almost every other food, is what it is. This is the taste of potatoes, the taste of meat, the taste of carrots. The extraordinary nuanced, different tastes are wined after, so that embodies something that has many timing. And that's why the Marshal Kabbalah is called Yena Shel Torah. One reason is because the wine is locked in to the grape in a way that, like Seid of Torah is locked in Torah. It's in the grape, but it's not the grape itself. It's also the fact that it's not a contradiction that the Yayin Shel Torah should have in itself many different notes, many different flavors, and so on. The Digo Lai Ava Purish Keshiyara Kashbroha Sina Yor and Dalit Golo. The Koilos of Brokma Pidim Mahar Ashen, which was called Omnes Koilos of Pidim Brokma Ashen. The Digo Lai Oile Memtes. So the Dalit Golem, I'm not sure what he will say with it. The goal of Oile Memtes, Memtes Panchal Mala, what does that have to do with the piece before? Vidigolai Avot, sure, the Dalit Golov. And so there's something missing over here in terms of explaining this gap over here. The goal of Memtes, Shememtes Panchal Mala. And that's another, Chazal speaks about Memtes Panchal Mala. And Memtes, or I, fine, that's essential over here. But what does it mean with this over here? That it's, I'm not sure. I don't know. I want to Shel Zichron and Nekuda here. He says this b'chin of Erem Beis Hayayin happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down Har Sinai, and it says with the Dal of the Golem. And then Diglo is Oile Memtes. So what does he want to end with that? So I understand he's saying Vidigla means Gematria, that's fine. So I think I want to talk a little bit about Imran the Oimik of this point over here. Maimon Har Sinai is the greatest Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'meila B'Hashem Echad. It's a gilui of this Enod Movadoi, which means both El Yonim and Tachtonim, and so on. We showed it to them. That's all wonderful. But the area that we have the hardest time with Echdos is not so much, Chayas doesn't have so much of a problem with outside of Ezeris, but the problem is inside. We know that Keshbok has 10 spheres, Dalar and Lomis, different and Huggis, and Nira Kizokin, in Lame, and Kibbochor, Isim Ochama, and all sorts of different and Huggis of Keshbaruch. In Har Sinai, where we build our Amuna on, there was a gili that there are no Kochos on Yoinim. There are no Kochos other than Echad. So when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought his Rivoi Malachim, 22,000 Malachim, and so on, the reason for that is because Maimon Har Sinai had to be as total as possible, because basically that's what we build our Emunah. So it has to be something that's total. And the most important element of what it is that we need after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is these different facets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hoga, that they should come together. That's Tachas. So the mindset that you have the four, the golem, because the M4 is the first metzias of some things going out. Ralph speaks about this. Things run away dalet and dalet, and therefore Kashrut came down with the Gala, the golem. And then he says the Gola of Olam Emtes, with Desert Panchamala, that's a deeper knage with 49 Panim that there aren't here at Eslamala, that also came down to Lamata. So basically, all of these are Nyanim that express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ribui Ban Hagas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different Hagas, whether it's the Yayin that's Ayin, whether it's the this that's Remtes, or the Ali Golem, all of them are this Indian over here, where in Maimon Har Sinai, all the Krechers were shown where they're part of the big picture. In order, when we're being mevatel different alternative Avodah Zarah, so Avodah Zarah is not a big thing, but rather it is the Krechers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's fascinating that the Chazal, when they trace the Chet HaEgel, they trace it specifically to Maimon Har Sinai. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Medrash Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, not at the you're looking and seeing everybody standing in Sinai, and it's so wonderful put together in Givaldic. He said, I'm seeing something else. They're staring at one of my tatrimalion. They're staring at one of the animals around my Merkava. They're looking at the shore too much, and there's going to be a problem here. In other words, anytime you focus on one hand hunger disproportionately, then you break up the musig of echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you see riachas, you see everybody's looking up to Shemayim, and it's gevaldik, and you know, emunah is full-fledged. I'm seeing something else over here. There's already what's the right word for it?
Corruption.
There's in Hebrew the word stiyah. There's a veering off towards one of those, and that became like the Tavnis Shor. All the numbers that Chazal give for the golem, the four sides, are also the four sides of the things go out, and they have to converge on the center point. Ribu Revavin is 22,000 malachim. 22 is a number that is ribu, twos and twenties. There were thousands ribu. All of these are Akadosh Baruch Hu at his most varied. Akadosh Baruch Hu at his most segmented shows himself to be Echad. That was the Taras of Sinai. And the Mela, when they missed it, they sort of pushed one over the others. That's when the Chet HaEgel came about.
So was the Chet at Har Sinai? Meaning when? How do we understand that? When was the decision to make the Chet? Was it something that was chaser when they
So in their subconsciousness, there was a seed planted that not seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Haggis as all together fitting into one piece, it was seeing different Kodeshes and being able to perceive one of the Kodeshes in its own. I'll give you a mashal. When you see an important person in his office, so you're very interested in knowing who the big players are, who's the one who gets the investors, who's the one that finds the buildings, who's the one that fights the legal battles and whatever it is. But then all the people, the guy who does the cleaning, the guy who types the letters, the guy who answers the call, I'm not really going to ask about them. It's not only not important, they're not important as individuals. I mean, I have a staff, so it's everybody taking care of something, but I'm not misbrainer any one particular one, because I could lump them all to one sum and say, this is support staff. These are the people that clean and keep the computers running and guard the building. not bad. But when I get higher up, then I begin to think of it in terms of what's that word for independent, autonomous kohos. Listen, you don't mess with the guy who you know, the rainmaker. He's the guy who brings in the customers. You don't mess with the guy this. The Klal Yisrael potential for chet was finally about koyach and alreinim and becoming focused on it, which is what they did. This is where the ego came about.
Does that open a can of worms as far as subconscious avarice? Meaning, are we expected, is anybody at any level of Klal Yisrael expected to, you know, keep Tarjag mitzvahs in their subconscious before they're even able to make conscious decisions? Isn't that something that's beyond our...
In as much as we can, we do. But let me give you a something similar. Having a strong kesher with a Rebbe is davar tov. It's, I mean, there's mishnayos and gemaras really safe. It doesn't need more. But when the chassidim began overemphasizing the Rebbe, so it created the possibility that you overstep and you, you know, you're at the close to the red line, you're on the red line, you're a half step over the red line. Anytime you begin, if Avodas Hashem includes a rav, a rabbi in the right proportion, Avodas Hashem is wonderful. As you begin to become disproportionate, it's not a particular problem, one area. It's something which is the whole, just 1 second, I want to answer. Hello? Can my name be Baba Chamesh? Okay, we're setting a money bank to Misha. Okay, Yofi. Call to Baha. So the mice, so whenever you begin to, the minute you underline something too much, then you lose the proportion and the whole echot comes out. It becomes a problem. That's the real issue.
So when was it at the Maisa when they actually made the Egel, or was it at Har Sinai when they were actually Nechshol, or does it matter?
So that Chazal, what that Chazal is saying is, the Sheyer should have laid at the Inyan of Emuna didn't tell us correctly. And it was already flawed in that point. That's what Chazal can tell us. If their initial perception had been right, then it would never have. It's like when you have a crack in the foundation, the building might be okay for a while, but when something happens, inevitably the problem will be in that area. And the building, if the building falls apart, it's going to be that crack in the foundation. So if the thesis of the Baruch Shalom was lacking, then you know, everything else was lacking. That's the point he's making over here. One year, I see 2 years. And in Mela, they're not seeing the Baruch Shalom already the way it should be. They're seeing this and this. The same way, this was one of those, I mean, there's no Litvisher person that could deny that a Rav is that important. Half of Islamic terrorists, there's a Rav. I mean, you know, you have so much Chazal deferring to a Rav. It's partial. The question is, but once you start making statements, you know, like the Rebbe runs the world, you begin to have a serious problem. So Maimon Har Sinai was the place where all the Koyches in the Bria came together. And that's, we heard all the Koyches is coming from one shot. That's where Emuna was based on. It was based on the fact that you know, the Emuna would now become airtight. And when there was a flaw in it, some people possibly, then it was just a question of time until the right pressure would make it snap. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're holding it.
Okay, thank you very much, Ravi.
Okay, so next week we'll see. We'll play week by week. I'll let you know what works. Okay?
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you very much, Ravi. Have a wonderful day.